regarding Pharaoh's order to Haman to build him a tower so that he might see the God of Moses. The Quran says in chapter 40, verses 35 to 45, "Those who dispute the signs of Allah without any authority having reached them are very hateful before Allah and the believers. As such, Allah sets a seal on every heart that is proud and arrogant." Pharaoh said, "Haman, build me a tower so that I can reach the ways of heaven, so that I may look upon the God of Moses, because I think that he is a liar." And so Pharaoh's evil deeds were made seem to fair to him, and he was barred from the way. And Pharaoh's guile came to nothing except ruin. He who was a believer said, "Follow me, my nation, so that I may guide you to the right path. O my nation, the life of this world is nothing but an enjoyment, but surely the life of the everlasting life is more stable abode. Those who do an evil deed shall only be rewarded with its like, but those who believe and do good deeds, either men or women, shall enter paradise and are provided for without reckoning. My nation, how is it that I call you to salvation and you call me to the fire? You call me to disbelieve in Allah and to associate with him that of which I have no knowledge, while I call you to the Almighty, the Forgiving. There is no doubt that what you call me to has neither a call in this world nor in the everlasting life. To Allah we shall return, and the excessive sinners are the inhabitants of the fire. You will remember what I say to you. To Allah I commit my affair. Surely Allah sees his worshippers. Allah saved him from the evils that they devised, and an evil punishment encompassed Pharaoh's people."